The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Let me try this again. Good morning. It's 10 minutes after 6, Friday, August 9th. I hope you're doing well. We finally start getting into a bit of a cool down. Man, I tell you, it's been a brutal July and even early August. But I get, you know, into the 80s by next week. We'll talk with Mr. Outdoors about that. And also a little bit about the stolen valor issue with Tim Walz, which has Greg pretty hot and bothered. He was, you know, sending me a bunch of text messages with me, and he's kind of like, "Greg, I can't, you know, talk to you. We'll talk about it tomorrow, okay?" Talking about it tomorrow. And well, actually, I was busy yesterday meeting my new imaginary friend, and I always jokingly refer to primary care physicians in today's America hospital medical system as the imaginary friend, because usually you're always dealing with a physician assistant or a nurse practitioner or, you know, something like that. The physician ends up being the imaginary friend that you meet. Well, I actually got to meet my doctor, and his name is Dr. Dam. So when I say, "Oh, it's that damn doctor." Not really. He's just great guy, though. I really enjoyed the situation, and it was great to get the opportunity to meet him. But I was reading a story about the medical system that I'll have to share with you here in the next few, and it got me thinking. Oh, sorry, the Facebook Live probably just crashed because the iPad once again is looking for activation, which I did before. Apple, God love you. God love you. Sometimes want to strangle your software people. I'll get it working again here in the next few minutes. All right, one of our top stories here locally worthy of note. Daily Courier reporting this morning that a pickup truck driver convicted of felony hit and run. This was a horrible wreck of a couple of years ago. And this was the motorist that thought he hit a deer, or he claimed he hit a deer, when actually he had struck and killed two elderly Grants Pass people, a couple. And he was convicted of felony hit and run. Skyler Fucci facing anywhere from probation to 3 years in prison for his roles in the death of Gwen Jacobson and her husband, DeVern, 85 and 91-year-old, respectfully here. And they deliberated less than an hour in Joe County. So they pretty much got that taken care of right away. All right. Big national news, of course. We have President Trump. Former President Trump has agreed to an offer from ABC News to debate Vice President Kamala Harris. September 10th is when this is going to happen on ABC. I'll be interested to see how this actually works out. It's so unusual because a lot of people don't realize that that he's suing ABC right now. He's suing George Stephanopoulos for defamatory comment, just defaming him. And it is an interesting kind of story there. And it was when George Stephanopoulos kept insisting that Donald Trump was a rapist, which was not true at all. And the judges have said, yes, this case is going to move forward. So he's going to be on the network that he is suing, which will be really interesting. Could it be one of those things where part of the mediation, the negotiation, trying to get the suit to go away is just, well, just treat me fair. Just treat me fairly. And then we'll just let that go. We'll let that go. I don't know. I don't know about that. Meanwhile, the United States and Iran exchanging threats if war escalates. This coming from the Wall Street Journal today. U.S. has warned Iran that its newly elected government and economy could suffer a devastating blow if it were to mount a major attack against Israel. This is according to a U.S. official. Those messages have also put Tehran on notice that there is a serious risk of consequences for Iran's economy and the stability of its newly elected government if it goes down that path. Yes, we will airlift drag queen story hour people and just drop them into it. That's how we'll take care of Iran, I'm sure. Nah, I'm just being a little sarcastic about that. But see, this is the gray swan that we probably should be looking for this fall, if anything, the breakout of greater war, because the system is so hungry. The Uniparty is so hungry for just a delightful little war that you could just make people forget about $35 trillion in debt, and you can have all sorts of little emergency fundings, and you know, you just keep the plate spinning. And that is just my opinion, of course, but It's a relatively decent one. Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament looks to lower the legal marriage age of girls down to 9. Yay! This is... This is the same country that we went to work in, went to war in to establish a Jeffersonian democracy, right? The Iraqi parliament began to debate amendments to the personal status law last week that would, critics say, effectively dissolve the country's universal standards to protect women and girls on matters such as consent to marriage, alimony, and custody of children by allowing men to opt out, choosing traditional Shiite or Sunni Islamic mandates. Child marriages, sex slavery, and other abuses are rampant in modern-day Iraq. They're not technically legal. So that is an interesting little bubble. I guess that our mission was accomplished there after all. Harris campaign, according to Fox News, has altered its biography of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on his campaign website, making change to a reference to his military service amid ongoing scrutiny of the 2024 Democratic vice presidential nominee's military credentials. His biography initially said he was a retired command sergeant major. It's been updated to say that he has served as a garbage scow captain. Command sergeant major. When Walz left the Guard, he had achieved the rank of command sergeant major, but was reduced in rank. In other words, they demoted him months after retiring, leaving him as a master sergeant. So, duly corrected. Will it make a difference in the Democratic Party world? I don't know. They might look at this guy as sort of, he's still their hero. He's just a regular guy. Regular guys put tampons in the boys' room and like little kids' genitals cut off under gender-affirming care. You know, these are just regular guys, regular salt-of-the-earth type people from the great Midwest. And how are you doing this morning? It's 17 minutes after 6. This is the Bill Myers Show. We'll go over some other headlines here. 99.3 KBXG and 106.3 KMED.
Well, you know, it's Orly Stove and Spas. We both recommend.
Now I told you where. Let us tell you why. You ought to stop and see our friend.
Hey, Lamont here. It's time to spring into summer with a new splash-around pool from Orly's. Don't get caught high and dry this summer. Come into Orly's now and purchase your new pool before they are all gone. Splash-around pools are easy to assemble on most any level surface, and they can be assembled in about an hour with no tools required. Whether it's a spa, swim spa, or above-ground pool, Orly's Stoves and Spas has something for everyone. Come in to ask us about our Orly's easy financing programs. And for those of you considering a wood or pellet stove for next season, come in to ask us about our current 30% tax credit on qualifying wood stoves, pellet stoves, and installation. Orly's Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway. Or find us online at Orly's.com or at 541-779-5340.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
You know what annoys me? Name dropping. Here at Garrison Sleep, we could name drop our big rock star brands, but why? So we can dazzle you with names like Beautyrest, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster? Sure, we carry Tempur-Pedic and Purple, but it doesn't mean we have to blab on about it. And, you know, we could brag about our Mayo Clinic body mapping technology that matches you with the perfect mattress, but that's not our style. And that's why Garrison Sleep doesn't name drop, even though we totally could. Garrisons.com.
Hi, I'm Charlene, owner of American Industrial Door, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
19 minutes after 6, last night, when I was getting ready to head to sleep, I was listening to Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, and he said something interesting that I thought was true and yet not true at the same time. And he was talking with a listener, maybe it was a guest, I'm not sure, but they were talking about the World Health Organization's planning to medicalize tyranny in the world, in the United States, and how they're pushing for this, mandatory vaccines and doing all sorts of things. He's absolutely right about this. He says, and people aren't really going to be reporting much on this. You're not going to hear about this on the mainstream. But it's just going to be about the presidential election, which, you know, who's ahead in that horse race, that sort of thing. And he's right about that. But at the same point, I would dare say, you know, even if you were not Donald Trump type person before, or you've had your questions about where things are going, there is a true choice this time, don't you think? I mean, isn't there really? I mean, really, when it comes right down to it, for all his flaws, President Trump is arguably more team freedom, and truly more team leave you alone than team administrative state. And team administrative state, you know, given that the left is no longer marching through the institutions, the left completely controls the institutions. With Harris and Walz, there's no comparison. I mean, it's not exactly like you're comparing apples to apples there. There truly is a big difference. Now, whether that puts Trump in play in Oregon, hard to say. You have so many people that that are just looking at, as trained monkeys for the D next to the name, and off they go. For all the flaws, there is truly a difference of opinion on how to move forward here in this country. And I've had issues with Donald Trump, and I've said that from time to time. And, you know, I don't think he's all that great of a committer to the Second Amendment. Heck, he banned my bump stocks there. I had to destroy it and do various other things, you know, take the guns and then do the due process. Remember those sort of things. You know, and remember the guys from New York. He was kind of a New York progressive, kind of changed around as time went around. And that's just a fact of life. And yeah, he could sit there and go up and talk to the NRA and say, I'm going to be the most pro Second Amendment president. He might be, he could be. And still, I can assure you one thing, he's going to be better than Harris. He's going to be Harris Walz. Absolutely. And certainly, I would dare say J.D. Vance is probably stronger on the Second Amendment than President Trump. And I'm okay with that. I really am. There is a choice this time around. But the one thing where ground zero, back to ground zero, what Clyde was talking about last night that I actually thought was right on, it was the medicalized tyranny. And this, of course, the day after I'm talking with my imaginary friend, my new Dr. Dam, who's, you know, a good guy. And but, you know, the whole system is a little flaky at times. And I'll pick this up with an article that Linda was really concerned about, and she forwarded it to me yesterday from the Daily Mail. Now, I like the Daily Mail. It's a pretty well-edited newspaper over in the UK. Too much clickbait on it, but still, it's a pretty good story. In fact, you want to find out more about what's going on in the United States, you almost have to go to foreign papers, because a lot of the juicy news gets kind of dialed down in our own Pravda press. But the Daily Mail will do it. Oh, hey, does it embarrass Americans? Great. Let's put it on the front page, you know, that kind of thing. But they had a health article there, and it was six popular health supplements that could damage your liver beyond repair. And Linda sends me this note. She says, Bill, ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is part of this. And it's like, oh, well, I've taken ashwagandha off and on. It's a, what is it, African ginseng, I think it is. Or maybe it's something like that. It's a, you know, a nice herbal remedy. It's an anti-inflammatory and also can help men with testosterone. With testosterone decline, just sort of a natural remedy that has been used now for testosterone. So that way you, you know, as you age, you're able to keep up a more of a natural form of testosterone in your bloodstream, that kind of thing. It's something that all we guys experience. It's like women and estrogen. These are just the issues you get a few years on them. And so I'm taking a look at this one, this article once again. Six popular health supplements that could damage your liver beyond repair. Researchers in Michigan analyzed data from nearly 10,000 U.S. adults surveyed over a three-year period, and participants were asked to rate how often they use six popular but unproven supplements, including turmeric, green tree extract, and ashwagandha. And the team found that the supplements used by 1 in 20 Americans were most popular with older white women, trying to treat conditions like arthritis, low energy, and hot flashes. They warned that these common supplements could contain ingredients leading to permanent liver injuries and organ failure. Although they didn't specify in the study how many contain them or which specific ingredients these include. The mechanism is also unclear. So the lead study author, Dr. Alicia Lekitsip, there we go, a gastroenterologist at the University of Michigan Health, said herbal and dietary supplements include a multitude of products consumed by millions of people every day to improve their general health and to treat minor ailments. And chemical analysis has confirmed some liver toxic effects that show frequent discrepancies. Now, see, this is the take on it. That the labels show frequent discrepancies between the product labels and the actual detected ingredients. And they didn't even really get into ashwagandha. They're talking about turmeric and various other things. They didn't really get specific about this, which I thought was quite interesting. What it really comes down to when you read between the lines is that the study was published in JAMA Network Open, and it was collecting all this this data. The real main thing was, sometimes the ingredients that you're getting at the health food store, there's stuff in there that you don't want there. And after all, the federal government's not recognizing this, and they're not checking all of this for pure purity, and so you're in danger. Danger, danger, danger. I think what it really is that people go to cheap places on Amazon, eBay, or various other things, and they just buy it from whoever is saying, hey, I got turmeric for you. Okay. Yeah, Bob's Turmeric Shack over in Punjab. and yeah, you could have some issues. I would agree. It's about quality of ingredient, not necessarily that the ingredient is a problem to be used as a supplement. And so I saw that it was from JAMA, right? And then I connected it to another great article I was reading this morning on LouRockwell.com. I highly recommend you check out Lou Rockwell. I do every morning. And it's from a wonderful doctor. I don't know who he is, but he has a very popular Substack called The Forgotten Side of Medicine. He's a Midwestern doctor. And he has an article today called The Great Vanishing of Information. He talks about how so much information, even though we have so much data, we have so little information, so much of it is being kept away from you. And he says, as best as I can tell, this transformation was due to three things that we also see in many other facets of life. One, a recognition by the ruling class and their corporatocracy that the internet threatened their power, and that it hence was essential to curate or censor what information it showed people. We also have, number two, an ideological capture of Silicon Valley. And also the frequent tendency for successful institutions and societies to become complacent from their success and then degrade. That's like what's happening now. It's a topic that this doctor has previously written about in detail, and something that was recently highlighted by Elon Musk, he writes. So the Midwestern doctor is talking about how to overcome misinformation. And says, as you start studying the truth, it becomes clear how incredibly malleable that construct is and how easy it is to twist or rearrange things to suit the sponsor's message. For example, a large portion of modern scientific research revolves around this because the public and much of the scientific community is unaware of the common ways to rig scientific publications. It also explains one of the most uncomfortable facts in research today, that most experiments that are cited in medical studies, 80 to 90% of them can't be replicated, including Pfizer's vaccine trials. Those sort of things. And what this doctor was suggesting is that we really have to be smart about developing critical thinking skills and examining the bias of the sources, because everybody has a bias. You know, the point of view that we tell stories to one another. And What he also suggested that rank the information as follows. If it agrees with the source's bias, it's likely wrong or distorted. If it neither agrees nor disagrees with the bias, and the source appears to make the effort to be credible, it's likely correct. If a study disagrees with the source's bias, it's likely correct and worth seriously considering. Now, how is this connected to the ashwagandha and the turmeric story I was telling you about in the Daily Mail, which was, of course, being spread and shared breathlessly? Oh, my gosh, you know, you're taking this supplement and you're doomed. You're going to kill yourself. Well, he didn't go that dramatically, but that's always the implication, the fear. Well, this doctor, and remember, medical doctor, he says, I often take published medical studies, especially published in highly ideological journals such as the JAMA, which is where that Daily Mail story came from. He says, I take them with a grain of salt because I know that those journals' historical tendency is to publish content that supports only the pharmaceutical industry, regardless of how at odds with reality it is. For instance, this is what the doctor says, whenever I see an email notification about a JAMA publication on a politically charged topic, I can normally predict most of what the article will say and make a good guess at the lies that will arrive at that conclusion. And he brought up the fact that the JAMA also trashed ivermectin with a Bolstein study during COVID time. And he says it was just absolutely wrong. It was insane what the JAMA study was. And so I couldn't help but think, I'm reading this guy this morning and I'm reading a JAMA penned article about the study saying, hey, stay away from the supplements. Stay away from the supplements. Oh, you people trying, you guys as an example, you know, trying to keep your testosterone naturally up a little bit with a little bit of that ginseng or ginger, that African ginger, whatever it's called, you know, the ashwagandha. No, much better. Go to your doctor, get very expensive testosterone patches, and feed the pharmaceutical world. That's what you need to do. And that's where JMA is going to come from. And I just understand the bias. Now, that doesn't mean that what I've been taking, which, by the way, I got from Costco, so I consider that a relatively high-quality supplement. It's not saying that it's perfectly safe. I have to, you know, be smart about those things, but we just have to think about it and make sure and remember the biases that are coming in from all sorts of different sources. I admit my biases. You know, I'm going to be biased on the side of conservative and people leaving you alone and things like that. And yeah, I'm going to be I'm biased against anti-Democratic Party things, because generally speaking, except when it comes to sometimes civil liberties, they're pretty bad folks. Pretty bad policies, maybe not necessarily bad folks, but could be decent folks that are just spouting nonsense. But at least you know my bias and where I'm coming from. And then you can disagree with me one way or the other. But anyway, I just thought it was it's an interesting article worth seeing, The Great Vanishing of Information. And the doctor talks about how to, you know, really figure out a more truthful way of examining these sources. So anyway, on to the phones here. I'll take a quick one here before news. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Oh, good morning, Bill. It's Francine.
Hi, Francine. Good to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, yeah, you know what you were just talking about really hits home for me, because I'm very particular about the supplements I purchase, and I always read the labels, and if there's more than one or two things in there, I just put it back on the shelf. But you can get the pure things. Now, ashwagandha is also something that works really well with magnesium, which people need to be taking. And there's a very interesting article. I'll try and send this to you today. And also a copy of the 1899 Merck manual, where they discuss all the substances that you know they consider medically sound. Mm-hmm. And in that one, there's herbs and everything, and you know, medicine, pharmaceuticals are based on herbal remedies, and they just replicate them because you can't patent nature, so they replicate them artificially, and then they can patent it.
And you know, and if you were running a pharmaceutical company, of course you'd do that, right? Because you're right, you can't patent an herb. You know, it's nature's
exactly.
Herb, right? You just can't, right?
No. So what they do is, you know, just what you were saying. They make people believe that these natural things are bad for them. They're dangerous. Watch out. And I'm going to send you I downloaded the whole Merck manual, and I'll send you the link.
Please do. I'd like to read that. Now, the point is not to say there is not value in pharmaceuticals. There is, all right?
Absolutely.
In fact, there are people in my life whose lives have been saved by miracle cures that herbs were not going to help them on, all right?
But
the point being, though, is that so many of these journals, JAMA and others, that's Journal of the American Medical Association, it's a... you know, clearly with their thumb on the pharmaceutical industry, which, of course, is their paymaster. You're part of their paymaster. Yeah. And you just always have to consider that. Appreciate the call. Thanks for that. 770-5633. And let me go to, I'll take two calls before news, and then we'll talk about some other things. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Bill, it's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
I'm good. Do you remember back in June when the announcement came out and it was on, you know, the national news that fish oil could potentially harm people that with healthy hearts? And I, like, took note of it because I've been taking fish oil for years. And I did a little bit of research on it. But now that you bring it up, it is the JMA that put out that publication.
Yeah, and so I just think we have to be honest with ourselves. Everybody has to be honest with biases, and they have a bias towards pro-pharma. You know, if it's a pharmaceutical supplement, it's very difficult to make money on fish oil, right? You know?
Right.
But it's a lot easier to make money if they're going to give you statins, you know, because they'll prescribe that. And so you just have to understand where the built-in biases are.
On that.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily researching, just connecting a few dots for, you know, from what I've heard and what I've read. And like I said, Linda sent that to me yesterday to say, oh my gosh, are you blowing out your liver right now? And it's like, no, you know, I'm doing blood work. I'm fine.
Well, that was what I thought about the fish oil. You know, I'm healthy and there's really not anything wrong with me, but I am taking the fish oil just for prevention and, you know, it works.
Yeah. And I also remember now that how there was so anti vitamin D3 back during COVID time. Oh no, this is a horrible thing. You don't want to take vitamin D. Just go out in the sun, without realizing that as people age, they're not very effective at generating vitamin D3 for your body, which is necessary for so many processes. All right, thank you so much, Melissa. Great hearing from you. This is the Bill Myers Show on KMED, 99.3 KBXG.
Have you ever disliked someone so much you didn't even want to look at them? Well, when that someone is you and you're avoiding the mirror because of your weight, life isn't fun. Or when you tell the person taking pictures, stop it! Many have felt the same frustration and shame, and it all stems from one thing, cravings. Fries, donuts, chips, soda, chocolate. Sometimes the urge feels impossible to ignore, but you can. In order to truly drop the pounds, first conquer the crave with the Plan Z diet. Our diet is different because our patented ZR50 Crave Control Spray helps control your urges. Then our real food diet, education support, and our no exercise rule get and keep you on track. Our dieters lose an average of 31 pounds in 50 days, safely on Plan Z. They also begin to feel more than just okay, and they like who they see in the mirror again. Take this small first step toward big weight loss. Visit PlanZDiet.com today to learn more. Together, we can conquer the crave. PlanZDiet.com.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Hot, stagnant weather is going to keep most of southern Oregon under an air quality advisory through this afternoon. Today's highs are going to be in the upper 90s with pockets of air deemed very unhealthy as smoke from local fires continues to settle over Jackson and Josephine counties. Lower temperatures and shifting winds should clear things up tonight and through the weekend. As another fire season burns hundreds of thousands of acres of Oregon woodland, forestry officials say now the fires won't be truly extinguished until significant rain or snow arrives. The U.S. Forest Service said so-called long-duration fires are common in timber-dominated forests like those found in Oregon and Washington. With a measles outbreak growing in Marion, Multnomah, and Clackamas County, state health officials are asking parents statewide to have their kids vaccinated against the highly contagious disease before school starts. Of the 25 cases reported so far, 20 are in people younger than 19. Bill London, KMED News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tropical Depression Debbie has claimed an eighth life, bringing down a tree on a home near Greensboro, North Carolina. Now, the storm continues its slow march to the northeast, with central Pennsylvania as well as parts of New York State getting the heaviest of the rains. Former President Trump has called for three debates with Democrat Kamala Harris. Harris has so far agreed to one. That will be September 10th on ABC. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz has yet to address the stolen valor issue. It's been raised against him. As far as former President Trump is concerned, abortion post Roe versus Wade is not a key issue in this election. A third teen arrested in connection with the foiled ISIS-inspired plot to attack Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna. On Wall Street, the opening bell just sounding and the key indexes starting off the day in the red.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3, and Saturday from 8 to 3, at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
If you're searching for a property with a well, don't make a decision without a well flow test from Siskiyou Pump Service. Well flow testing is necessary in assessing the performance and reliability of the system. Real estate lenders often require flow validation to ensure it meets their criteria. Siskiyou Pump Service, with over a half century of dedicated service in Southern Oregon, are your go-to experts for a comprehensive well flow test that provides crucial insights into capacity, yield, and functionality. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Joel here with another Butler Money Saving Truck Deal. Get $4,300 in Ford rebate, get another $1,000 in Ford Trade Assistance cash, plus $900 in Ford Finance cash, and I'll tack on a $3,800 Butler Ford discount for a total savings of $10,000 off a 2024 Ford F-150 4x4 Crew Cab, or buy a new 2024 Ford Bronco Sport for less than $27,000 when you have a qualifying competitor SUV. Also, I've got low interest rates, well, on everything. Edges, Escapes, Certified Pre-Owned, Explorers, Broncos, you name it. Butler says yes to $10,000 off on trucks. Butler says yes to saving thousands on Ford Broncos. Butler says yes to low interest rates. And Butler says yes for more for your trade. Butler Ford and Truck Center, rated number one Ford store in Oregon by Google. Just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got the selection you desire and the guest experience you require.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, saddle, and 250 dealer down fee with a vehicle cap cost of $42,884. 72 monthly payments of $15,000 per thousand finance. All financing on approved credit.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Now Bill wants to hear from you. 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
Yep, we'll be certainly having some open phone time this morning. At the moment right now, I am talking with Dan Schneider. He's the Vice President of MRC Free Speech America. Dan, it is a pleasure having you back, and I don't know if I can actually find you on Google if I were to do a Google search for MRC Free Speech America. Maybe the Southern Poverty Law Center would come up if I was doing a search for MRC Free Speech America. Are you still showing up on the Google search or not? What say you?
You know, we will sometimes, you know, my team of writers will write stories, and we will search for the stories that we write on our site using the exact same title, and we will not pull up our own articles using that Google search engine, because Google uses its billions and billions, nay, trillions of value to manipulate how people think, the information they get fed, and ultimately to try to change the way they behave and vote. And so Google will intentionally steer users to only left-wing news sites. It will give people only, you know, their propaganda, and it will then conceal anybody with a different point of view.
Yeah, and pretty dangerous as we're heading into a pretty contentious season. Of course, I don't know how contentious the season is when pretty much search results, and by the way, I don't use Google, but it's almost difficult to avoid it, I guess, these days because of its huge dominance in search engine and search. And I would imagine even a lot of other search engines probably glom onto Google, too. But when, well, as an example, a story that you, there was an analysis you had on MRC Free Speech America. What happens when you ask a question or do a search for, let's say, J.D. Vance? You put J.D. Vance rally or a Tim Walz, Walz rally or whatever it is. What happens when you put in search terms that are political this year? What's been going on?
Yeah, well, what we've seen over and over again, and people will, let me just say this, people on, using their own computers may get different results, especially if they've done lots of searches for J.D. Vance, or they've read lots of articles about J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of people, if, for certainly for a time, when they would type in J.D. Vance rally, they would get Kamala Harris's rally. It would direct people to Kamala Harris first, have a number of search results showing Kamala Harris, and then have a couple search results for J.D. Vance. But when we would do the opposite search, let's search for Kamala Harris. Are we going to get Trump and Vance links also? No. Google's only going to give you Kamala Harris. And then here's the other thing. Even the articles that Google does produce that relate to J.D. Vance are always negative articles. They're from the New York Times. They're from the Washington Post. They're from ABC or, God forbid, National Public Radio.
Yeah, you're not going to see something coming up there from, let's say, Washington Free Beacon or some other, you know, right of center sort of
yeah.
place, right?
You know,
mm-hmm.
No Washington Free Beacon, but certainly Wikipedia, which has been taken over by the radical.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, Google will produce a Fox piece. That's only a recent development because it was so obvious that they were only steering people to left-wing sources. So I think they've probably made a tactical decision. Let's throw in Fox so that Congressman Jim Jordan doesn't come after us like he's come after other monopolists.
Well, you know, Dan, I'm not so sure, though, that it's not because also there's a big difference between what is on Fox News Channel as far as opinion and news and analysis and what goes on the website. I could swear that the website is written quite often by 19-year-old leftists when I see I'm dead serious, you know, and some of the stuff that that passes for news there. So I'm not so sure that's not why Google is being a little more friendly to Fox now, not just to make it look fair.
The Fox website folks, I do know they've got a lot of writers, and they do have a bipartisan team, but some of those writers used to work for me. So I can personally vouch that some of the writers there are excellent conservatives who are fair-minded and present the news objectively
okay.
and properly.
All right. Well, I'm glad to know that. I don't mean to tar the whole group, but I swear that most of the people running the Fox News Channel are only Swifties. If it's not about Taylor Swift, it doesn't make it to the website. Sorry. You know?
Well, here's one thing about that whole Fox industry. If you know, the Fox TV, you watch it, you know, there's, I think her name is, you know, Tarlov, Jennifer Tarlov and Juan Williams. You'll get genuine liberals who have brains who make their liberal case very effectively. You watch MSNBC or CNN or whatever. The only Republicans they have on those networks are Republicans who, you know, hate, you know, the current leadership of the Republican Party, hate the Republican nominee, or they just don't have a brain. You know, they're cherry picked so that you know, it's easy to defeat them.
Is there any case to be made here that the lawsuits or you know, the people finding Google guilty of this monopoly situation, is this going to have some teeth and maybe lead to some changes, or is this just only about the advertising monopoly and the ability to drive so much business away from other people?
Well, let me first give you a fact, and then I'll give you my opinion.
Okay.
It's a fact that Microsoft lost a big antitrust suit 2.5 decades ago for doing the exact same thing that Google has been doing for the last 20 years.
And this is, from what I understand, cutting deals that you're going to use our search engine first on your browser, that kind of thing, in your operating system?
Google telling Samsung, we're going to pay you billions and billions of dollars to use our search engine only. and they get these deals that these phone manufacturers can't resist. We're cut out of the equation. This is defeating free market principles when they do this. We don't have a choice in the matter. We're then told, you know, if you want any kind of smartphone, you know, this is all you've got. You know, it's a monopoly saying this is all you got. Now, it's not illegal in America to be a monopoly. It is illegal in America to behave monopolistically when you are actually harming consumers. You're using your single power to harm consumers. That's what's illegal, and that's what Google has been doing. They've used their giant status, and big is not inherently bad, but Google is inherently bad. Google has used its vast wealth, its vast empire, to target consumers, to exploit consumers, to push a radical agenda, to hide truth, and to hide people like you, so that people cannot get a broader sense of what, you know, what the issues are and why we should care about them. You know, Google, you know, certainly any company is allowed to you know, push a liberal agenda. Mm-hmm. They can.
Certainly.
But what they can't do is manipulate, steal, lie, cheat. And these are the sorts of things that Google has been doing. They've been fined so many times, you know, by the European Union and by judges here in America and by the Federal Trade Commission over and over and over. No amount of fine has ever caused Google to change course. So, you know, this federal judge has just determined that Google has been illegally behaving monopolistically to the harm of consumers. And now we're going to see, starting in September, what the penalty is going to be. It has to be something significant enough so that Google stops behaving illegally.
When you have a company that big and that broad and that deep with its tentacles in practically every aspect of the web, all right, when you have someone that big, is there anything that you can do short of just breaking it up to be able to fix something like that? And I'm not a fan of the federal government to say, hey, we're just going to, bust companies up. But arguably, yeah, Google has done more than just, hey, we're just providing a nice neutral search engine to the entire world so you can find what you're looking for. It's obvious they don't do this.
Yeah, look, the first thing that Google has been caught doing illegally here is having these illegal tying arrangements with Samsung, and so these exclusivity contracts that prohibit free market principles then to work at the consumer level. So the first thing the judge can do is simply say no more exclusivity. Mm-hmm. You know, Samsung and Apple, you know, they will be free to use whatever search engine they want on the computers. Consumers will be able to pick from search engines instead of just have one automatically imported, you know, that they will then essentially be forced to use.
Well, to be fair, though, couldn't I do that right now? Because I don't use Google on my phone. But I guess you have to have a Google account, though, to have an Android phone. And so maybe that's part of it. Oh.
It's this exclusivity, and then it becomes very difficult for people to be able to navigate around that.
Oh.
But a second, more aggressive thing that a judge could do, and this is a separate legal issue, is whether Google is unlawfully, and this is a different section of the Sherman Antitrust Act, but whether Google is unlawfully using its search engine and its search business to influence ads so that we only get the ads that they see. You know, Amazon does this all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, that you think you're getting the best deal, but in fact you're not. It's a form of fraud when Amazon is promoting the products that they actually get a kickback on. And they don't let you see the products that they don't get a kickback on. Yeah, that's a form of fraud, many would say.
Is there a case to be made that Google should be fined for campaign finance violations? Like the way they operate search should be considered an in-kind donation to one party or the other.
So this is the most obvious thing in my mind, that you know, a company under Supreme Court law, Supreme Court precedent, Citizens United, a corporation certainly is allowed to use its own resources, spend those resources to influence the outcome of an election. But they have to report those expenditures, that value, as an in-kind contribution. Clearly, Google is trying to influence elections. So that's either an in-kind contribution or it's an independent expenditure. Corporations cannot, it's unlawful for corporations to give an in-kind contribution. So Google, under the law, should be required to file these expenditures as independent expenditures with the Federal Election Commission. But they don't. But we've got three of the commissioners at the Federal Election Commission are appointed by Joe Biden. And
they would like anything. It, and no doubt they like the situation as it is.
Right? They love the situation as it is now. Google is swaying well over 6 million votes, probably for Kamala Harris. In the last election, they swayed anywhere from 6 to 8 million votes for Biden, and Google is at it. They're going to do everything they can to get Kamala Harris elected president.
When do we find out what might happen? Was it September, I thought I heard you say? Just a little while from now?
That's when the penalty phase begins. These big antitrust cases are cumbersome and they take a long time. I doubt we're going to get any kind of remedy for a year or two about what's going to happen to Google. It'll take a long time, all kinds of expert witnesses. It's going to be laborious. It's not going to happen before this election.
Okay. So we're going to have to tough it out, I guess, if you're from the conservative persuasion. You're just going to have to tough it out in this cycle. No problem.
Well,
right?
we've got to get our friends and family and our neighbors to stop using Google. You know, Tusk is a neutral search engine. You can actually mark your preferences. Give me right of center news. Give me left of center news. Give me neutral news.
Yeah.
Using Tusk. There's some others. I find Tusk to be the one that is actually sort of the fairest, and you can choose which bias you want to prefer. Unlike Google, which only has a left wing bias.
What about what is your evaluation when you do an MRC free speech analysis, let's say, of other alternate search engines such as the DuckDuckGo's of the world? I mean, do they really hold water when they claim to be more biased or less biased than others?
DuckDuckGo does not claim to be free of bias. Mm-hmm. They claim that they are not going to keep your data and use your data. So they're certainly valuable to that, your privacy. But we've had mixed results when looking at Bing and DuckDuckGo. In the 2022 midterm elections, we saw that Google was clearly and aggressively favoring Democrats who were running for the Senate, whereas Bing and DuckDuckGo treated both sides fairly, equally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in those Senate races, the great bulk of them, you couldn't find the Republican candidate's website on Google. But Bing and DuckDuckGo, if the Democrat was the third search result, typically the Republican was second, third, fourth, or fifth. You know, very even treatment. But in the 2024 primaries, Bing and DuckDuckGo were pretty much as bad as Google in burying Donald Trump's campaign website. You couldn't find his website, but you could certainly find Joe Biden's campaign website very, very easily. So, you know, they're better than Google, but you know, there's a bias there, too.
Okay. I appreciate the report here. And where can you find that on MRC? What is the MRC free speech website here, Dan?
Yeah. And so when you say MRC, that's the Media Research Center. Mm-hmm. And I run the Free Speech America website and team. So we are MRCFreeSpeechAmerica.org.
Okay. Very good. Hey, Dan, before we take off, has there been any talk from the Trump administration or from what could be an incoming Trump administration, what they might do with big tech, if anything at all? Has there been any talk about that?
You know, they've been pretty silent on it. The Republican Party platform that was voted on and approved at the Republican convention simply made reference to the fact that free speech matters and online speech should be protected, but it's a very vague phrase. So, you know, it's unclear what a Trump administration would do. In the previous Trump administration, the Federal Trade Commission and the Antitrust Division certainly looked into these things. The Antitrust Division started to take action, and that's what ultimately has resulted in the current decision against Google. But, you know, it's to be seen what will happen. What I do know is that if Kamala Harris gets elected, big tech is her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't expect her to do anything to rein in the giant sensors.
There is a serious choice. Serious is a heart attack choice this time around, okay, as far as presidential choices for sure. Dan, we appreciate the take. Dan Schneider, once again, MRC Free Speech America. You be well. We'll have you back. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a shade before 7 o'clock. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. I'm going to shut down the Facebook Live here for a moment and see if we can get the recalcitrant iPad to unlock. And that's why the sound keeps going on and off from the iPad. So I'm going to go to work on it, and then we'll bring it back whenever we repair it. Or maybe I'll just smash it, like I always joke about. But thank you, Apple. It's probably, you know, it's probably something because Apple had some sort of deal or something. Oh, Bill's talking about the wrong sort of thing. I don't know.
Hi, this is Paul from Valerie Nursery. It's time.